What's up, rap fans? Welcome back to the Hip Hop Enthusiast Podcast, keeping you up to date on hip hop music in 2018. I'm Kyle French, and today is May 25th. Today, we're going to be checking out albums Die Lit by Playboi Carti and Activated by T Grizzly. We'll talk about why J. Cole and Lil Pump are now on good terms, despite what many think. We got a song of the week from a man who we thought was gone. He told us he was leaving the game, but he is back with a new single. And of course, we'll run through the new drops as Yeezy season is finally upon us, and we have the first of many Kanye-produced albums coming out just today. For more content, you guys can follow me on Instagram at HipHopEnth, HipHopEnth. So hit me up there. That's the easiest way to contact me if you want to talk about music or whatever. Feel free. But let's dive into it. We got Playboi Carti's debut album. His self-titled mixtape made a lot of noise producing the single Magnolia. I'm sure you guys know. This is the man who is hiding it in his sock. And in New York, he does indeed Millie Rock. But he's not even from New York. He is a 21-year-old Atlanta-based rapper. He's kind of shifted up to New York since he was signed by ASAP Rocky to their label OG up there. So he's probably working with those guys up in New York. But he is originally from Atlanta, grew up in Atlanta. And his sound definitely reflects that. He's a SoundCloud trap artist, well known for his ad-lib heavy style. And he works primarily with one of the biggest producers coming out right now, Pierre Bourne, who does most of the instrumentals on this album, Die Lit. And Die Lit is getting incredibly favorable reviews. I didn't even see it coming to this degree. A lot of people are calling it like the greatest trap album of all time, like hands down. And so this is getting a lot of just rave reviews. A lot of people love this album, so we'll break down why. But first, just to set the scene, Playboi Carti and his music, it's one of those things where you know exactly one track in immediately if you love it or you hate it. It's either going to be for you like 100% or it's not going to be for you 100%, and that's fine. I actually like that it forces you to have an opinion. I think that's a good characteristic of any piece of music if it makes you strongly feel one way or another. If you're looking for lyrical capabilities, technical rap skills, concepts, substance, this album is not for you. Don't even bother listening to it because Carti is extremely repetitive. He's very simple. I mean, no bars. If you want bars, this is not for you. Current day popular hip hop is kind of in a race to the bottom, and Carti is lapping the field in that category. But with all that being said, there is a lot to enjoy here. I mean, Carti definitely is going to die lit if he keeps up his lifestyle and the mentality he's living with, which I actually love on this album. His attitude, he doesn't give one fuck. If all the critics say he's trash and his style is garbage or whatever, he's a mumble rapper, it really, he could care less. Like, he's just living this incredible lifestyle, like, has made an amazing life for himself, and he is soaking up every second of this fantasy world that he's been able to craft for himself. Instead of kind of like bragging and stunting and acting like he's got all the money in the world and he's better than people, it's not like that. He kind of has that youthful innocence to him that Lil Yachty had when he came into the game and why a lot of people fell in love with him. He just feels like a young kid who's just so incredibly happy with the position that he's at in life that just nothing else really matters. It's like, I can't even believe I'm here and I'm going to live it to the fullest. And it's just hard to hate on that. And I find it to be a very infectious energy that, like, once you're consumed by it, you love it. And he even has a couple lines where he's imitating people saying, you know, fuck all that mumbling shit. And he says, I made a mill off that mumbling shit. I bought my mom a crib off that mumbling shit. He's like, I don't care what you call it. Like, I'm rich and I made a better life for my family. So screw you, basically, is what he's saying. And he can easily be a poster child for, like, what's wrong with hip-hop or, like, why this is, like, dumbed-down music. He has so many ad-libs. He's just, yeah, whoa, everything, like, everywhere. Every second, you basically get some type of, like, secondary track with an ad-lib on it. But it's almost so overdone that it becomes part of the beat, and it's, like, a steady rhythm you can rely on throughout all the tracks. So I'm not a big ad-lib fan, but I don't even mind what Carti does here. Because it just feels like part of the production and just fits in so seamlessly. And speaking of the beats in the production, Pierre Bourne killed this. He's the future of trap production. He's changing the game. Whereas most trap beats are like cold and aggressive, Pierre has this like really warm, more vibrant feel to it. for the most part, he rejects like the resounding 808s and the hi-hats that are staples on almost every other trap producer's palette. He kind of throws those out the window. He does it his way. It's just a lot of like really bright synths, and it's really fun. And just the chemistry between the two couldn't be better, because every beat just brings this like overpowering feel-good sense to it. It's so lighthearted, and it matches Cardi's persona very well. Like, you really couldn't have matched these guys with as a better pair, like MC and producer. Like, they're made for each other, more or less, and you can hear it, and it sounds awesome. They're just so in tune. A lot of times, I don't even listen to what Cardi's saying, because it's super basic, and it's simple, and it's really repetitive. But if you just take it as the melodies they are, and just the blend of sounds, it's just so much fun. It's a dance party on site. And although I would never even come close to saying this is the best trap album of all time, I can like see where people are coming from and why they would fall in love with this. Trap-based music is all about aesthetics, and the aesthetics on this album are awesome. So if you're all about that, this very well may be one of your favorite albums. One problem that is pretty noticeable and created by the style Cardi uses is the features do struggle on this album. The bottom of the barrel approach that Cardi takes, it's easy for him to succeed, and it's like, but he's an anomaly. Like, most guys who try to sound as bad technically as possible and have as little to say as possible aren't really killing the game. And so when people try to like bring themselves down to his level, they just can't match his energy and his persona, and it just doesn't sound that all that good. I mean, Lil Uzi and Chief Keef are probably the highlights on here. Both those guys, like, their styles just complement the production and what Cardi does really well, so they didn't really have to fight to like match what was going on. But other people like Nicki Minaj or Bryson Tiller or Skepta, whose verse I thought was really out of the blue and didn't fit anything going on, they just didn't do that well. Nicki had a few pockets where she found it, but her verse was like the longest on the whole album for no reason, and she was just kind of fishing around, and at the end of the day, it was not a success. It was a below average verse and didn't really contribute to the album as a whole. So to me, those are kind of the main talking points with Dial It by Playboi Carti. If you're looking for, like I said, lyrical capabilities, content, high-level concepts, substance, this just simply isn't for you. But if you want just a feel-good, all-out dance party on site, this is worth checking. It seems like every time I listen to it, I enjoy it more, and I buy into the appeal more and more. And the lane Carti's going for, he's killing it. Like, he just is. Everything he tries to do, he's getting it done. And although it's not attempting the highest level of music, it's not the highest level of his craft, he fulfills exactly what he's going for, and it makes it a fun, enjoyable album. So for me, best tracks are Long Time, Choppa Won't Miss, Shooter, and Mileage. My least favorite tracks were Lean For Real, Love Hurts, and Foreign. I would recommend, if you like Lil Uzi, Lil Yachty, or Lil Pump, basically the three-headed monster of current-day Lil rappers. And overall, I'm going to go with like a decent 6 on this album from Playboi Carti. This is, in my opinion, better than his self-titled album, which as a whole I was not really feeling. Maybe I'll go back to it now, and I understand his appeal better, and I have a better taste for it, so maybe I'll enjoy that more now. But I think this is definitely a step in the right direction, and just a really fun album. So I don't really have much more to say about it. I'm going to play a couple tracks. We're going to play the intro Long Time, which definitely ended up being my favorite on the whole album, and also play Shooter, which features a Lil Uzi verse, and there's just great chemistry on that track. So this is Long Time and Shooter from Dial It by Playboi Carti.
Jean Jay, got V long on it. Got that baddie bitch, yeah. Wanna fuck me, my homie, yeah. Got that baddie bitch, yeah. Tryna fuck me, my homie, yeah. Shout out your suck to the money, yeah. I can't wait no dice, yeah. Pay that bitch a homie, yeah. I did fuck your dice, yeah. I need pass to the homie, yeah. We my riot homie, we my riot homie, we my riot homie.
I'd rather get caught with it or without it. Smell the motherfucking coffee. I'm about to put the boys in the coffee. I ain't felt like this in a long time. I ain't felt like this in a long time. I ain't had shit in a long time. Just to feel like this, it took a long time, yeah. Just to feel like this, it took a long time, yeah. Just to look like this, it took a long time, yeah. Just a lot like this, it took a long time.
G-Shock, now I'm walking with a bust down. Pull up and I flood it with a iced out watch. Whip it look like butter, baby, pecan drop. Pecan drop, put that four in sun drop. Stack my knots, count a lot, saw a lot. Got them rocks, diamond rocks, whip the pot. Short size, 1600, that's the block. Hit your girl, that's check free. She ain't used to text me, now she won't caress me. She keep tryna neck me, I gotta tell my bestie. Someone call my bestie, think I found my bestie. Link up, make the check bleed. You know that I'm smoking dope, I'll be high till next week. No, I had to let her go, cause she can't arrest me.
Walk up with my toolie, what they do? Meet me in the alley with the troops. I got red shooters, I got blue. Let that thing down and point at you. Billy or the Rari, hold at you. We gon' ride the bank, free the loop. We gon' take this boy back to school. Money on the floor, just like your shoes. Money on the floor, just like your shoes. I'ma fuck it, that shit just swell, huh? Yeah, I'ma fuck it, that shit just swell, huh? Yeah, and I love my guns. Yeah, and I love my toes. Yeah, and I love my loot. Yeah, fuck with me and you gon' lose. Don't talk to me, just talk to my little dude. Don't talk to me, just talk to my little dude. Walk away my toolie, what it do?
Vibes, man. Just feels so good. I don't know why. Just once it hooks you, you're stuck. But that was Long Time and Shooter featuring Lil Uzi Vert from Playboi Carti's new album, Died Lit, the first of our two trap album reviews we're getting to today, the second of which is T Grizzly's Activated. This is another debut trap album. T Grizzly, 24 years old, from Detroit, in and out of prison, running with gangs, a lot on his rap sheet. Even blew up primarily for his track First Day Out, which he claims to have written, recorded on his first day out of prison. Blew up his name, put him on the map. He had two projects last year, his mixtape My Moment and his collab tape with Lil Durk titled Bloodas, the second of which I thought was one of the better trap albums of all of 2018. He comes with a very aggressive tone and flow. He's not one of the drugged up mumble type rappers, doesn't have any of those tendencies. He's actually been compared a lot to like a street rapper like Meek Mill. Everything he does is hard, and it's kind of why I almost tend to group him outside of the trap zone. If you had to put a label on him, he'd fit into that subgenre, but he's kind of more in what I like to call street rap, which is more of the style that was popular more at the turn of the decade than what it really is now. That sound kind of came and went pretty quick, but it gave us guys like Meek Mill and was kind of the hot sound when I started to get bigger into hip-hop and really into listening to all these guys. So it's a sound that I kind of more or less am just naturally drawn to because it was what was hot when I got into it. So I really was hoping T-Grizzly could kind of become this generation's version of that style. But instead, Unactivated, he's kind of slipped in the opposite direction. He's kind of bailed and he's shifted a lot closer to what the new wave generation sounds like. And he's clearly trying to eat off of this style. The second and third tracks in feature Lil Yachty and Lil Pump respectively, which are just screaming to me that he's looking for a breakout single for one of these guys basically to carry him to success. I think that's pretty cheap. If you want to get features from these guys, fine. It just seemed like a blatant attempt. Like, I'm going to kind of bail out of what I came up doing, and I'm going to try to ride these guys' coattails and follow their blueprint. And I just right off the bat, that put me in a weird mood. I was looking forward to this tape, but as a whole, it just doesn't quite deliver. I was hoping he would be looking for success in terms of like growing himself and building on what he did on his two early mixtapes. But there really weren't any signs of that. Even when he stayed within himself and it was just him on the track, you get a song like Colors, which just sounds like First Day Out Part 2. It's the same exact topics, same exact delivery, same exact like hard, cold, aggressive tone. It's just different lyrics, but it's the same flow, same delivery, which for me just isn't going to get it done. I wanted more. I didn't want him to stay constant and just rinse, wash, repeat what he had done in the past. It's much too early for him to be at that stage of his career. That's what you do 20 years down the line where your hardcore fans just want new music and you're like, I don't really have anywhere to go anymore, so I'm just going to put out what I've been putting out my whole career. And at that point, it's kind of acceptable. It's like your hardcore fans are still with you. But T-Grizzly, like I said, he's 24. This is his debut album. You got to like find yourself. You got to take it to the next level on your own. And I just really didn't think he did that on here. One thing I thought he was really going to incorporate onto this album was his melody attempts. Something that really surprised me was how well he could more or less sing hooks on his first two mixtapes from last year. I was just like, you know, his name's T-Grizzly, and he embodies that. Like, the dude is a bear. He's huge, and on every song, he sounds big. Like, he's dominating it. He's like the elephant in the room. Like, you can feel his presence on a track. So to hear him be able to switch it up and sing on tracks really impressed me and kind of blew me away at first. And I was hoping that that was going to be something he would focus on and expand further on, especially having worked with Lil Durk last year, who is one of the better artists, similar to a Young Thug in the melodic trap game. But even here, T-Grizzly is incorporating that rinse, wash, repeat feel. I mean, if you hum some of these melodies, don't even sing the words, just hum them, you would not be able to decipher which songs are from Activated and which are from My Moment. It's the same exact melodies and rhythms, which has really frustrated me. I mean, I was listening to this album, and at first I was like, did he take one of his songs from an earlier project and throw it on here as well? But that wasn't the case. It just really sounded like that. Like, I had to research it. I was like, I swear I've heard this song before, like this exact melody. And so that frustrated me. When I take a step back, T-Grizzly still does have some of the elements that I grew to like him for. He goes on these rants about like disloyalty and talking about people weren't there for him and he came up from nothing. He's calling people out. He's holding nothing back. And those aspects are what drew me to him in the first place. And he still definitely has those here, like that song Colors, which I mentioned earlier. The intro track, Activated, also has that same energy. I really think that if this album had maybe come out first, it was the first thing I ever heard from T-Grizzly, I would probably be enjoying it to a much higher degree. But this overwhelming feeling that I've already heard all of this stuff and he just hasn't taken a step forward in really any direction just brings everything down a notch. Maybe I've come in with too high expectations, hoping to like it, and when it didn't quite turn out that way, it kind of had the adverse effect. Maybe I'm underrating it now, but I don't know. That's just how I'm feeling. So best tracks, I would say Two Vaults, Bloodus 2 Interlude, which features Lil Durk, which sounds like it could have been on the Bloodus album from last year. So that was a clear highlight. And the track Bag, that was probably his best melody attempt. My least favorite songs were Light, Key to the Street, and Connect. I would recommend this album to you if you like Youngboy NBA, Maxo Cream or Meek Mill, but expect a little bit more of a watered-down version of those three. And overall rating, I'm going to give this a 4 out of 10, light 4. I just not feeling it as a whole. Pretty disappointed. But I will play two tracks. I'm going to play Two Vaults, which features Lil Yachty, probably T-Grizzly's best attempt at moving closer to the more typical generic sound that's out right now. And also play Bag, which I mentioned is probably displays his singing skills better than any other song and is one of the rare ones that didn't feel like it was recycled from his early work. So this is Two Vaults and Bag by T-Grizzly from his debut album Activated.
Too much money, I need like two votes. Stacks big and green, I call my pockets the new Hulk. We don't pay attention to no loose talk. Shoot that chopper 100 times, I had to let it cool up. Diamonds dancing on me, doing a moonwalk. Can't wear my AP, I had to let it cool up. Almost died from pneumonia, had to take my jewels off. We don't argue with these niggas, we just let them tools talk. Hit your bitch and give her back, now she yours again. Back to back in them Ferraris, we stay horse playing. Run up on us in the morgue, gon' have corpse in. Harvard student doing my taxes, I got dork friends. I put rings on them hundreds, bitch, I married them. You see my niggas, money and ice everywhere on them. And we fuck each other hoes, cause we don't cherish them. But we don't leak out that info, we can't embarrass them. Can't leave the country, but I got my beef from London. These niggas talk, but see me out, it ain't on nothing. I'm in the stool, I need a perk, go get the runner. You got shooters, I got hunters. You got 20s, I got hundreds, nigga. Too much money, I need like two votes. Stacks big and green, I call my pockets the new Hulk. We don't pay attention to no loose talk. Shoot that chopper 100 times, I had to let it cool up. Diamonds dancing on me, doing a moonwalk. Can't wear my AP, I had to let it cool up. Almost died from pneumonia, had to take my jewels off. We don't argue with these niggas, we just let them tools talk. Fire 200 to Izzy, get my ice here. You niggas plastic, y'all is real as Buzz Lightyear. Niggas say, got that dope, then what the price is? I don't drink, but it's for sale, we got pints in. We got tech in, we got ack in. 4-5 bullets jammed in that Mac-10. They don't check none of the artists, so I'm packing. It's a problem when you see me get it cracked. 8212, bitch was bracket. I might be in that Escalade, but I ain't lacking. Put that bag on you, act like I don't know what happened. I hear the story, be like, damn, that was tragic. Too much money, I need like two votes. Stacks big and green, I call my pockets the new Hulk. Ain't nobody giving you nothing. Stand tall, nigga, don't give up. Cause when you bounce back, that shit gon' feel so good. Your struggle made you strong, and you don't owe souls. Cause my pockets was empty, baby. Ask them to put me in position, save me. But them niggas ain't listen. Caught my case, got sent to prison. I set back, worked on my vision. That's that shit that made me. Come wait till I got me a bag. Come wait till I got me a bag. Come wait till I got in my bag. Bag. She hold it off on the jump. Couldn't wait to go get her a bag. Couldn't wait to see her with that bag. Couldn't wait till she got in her bag. I ain't had shit on my books. I usually ain't have a crumb. Now it's 200 racks on my neck. I spend a stack on cologne. 800 racks on my home. Any bitch can't just come over. I ain't got nothing to prove. All of the real niggas know. Cause when your pocket's flat and you ain't got no one. Ain't nobody giving you nothing. Stand tall, nigga, don't give up. Cause when you bounce back, that shit gon' feel so good. Your struggle made you strong, and you don't owe so. Cause my pockets was empty, baby. Ask them to put me in position, save me. But them niggas ain't listen. Caught my case, got sent to prison. I set back, worked on my vision. That's the shit that made me. Come wait till I got me a bag. Come wait till I got me a bag. Come wait till I got in my bag. Come wait till I got in my bag. She held it off from the jump. Come wait to go get her a bag. Come wait to see her with that bag. Come wait till she got in her bag. Rest in peace to the man that raised me. In my stomach, I just need an opportunity. Never ask niggas for nothing. You know they gave me nothing. You know they all asking for something. I can't save you niggas. I'm only saving this money. When your pocket's flat, you ain't got no one.
That was Two Vaults and Bag from the underwhelming T-Grizzly album Activated. It feels good to not have to discuss my disappointment with that album any longer, but there is something important going on in hip-hop that I do want to talk about, and it has to do with J. Cole and Lil Pump. two faces of their respective generations and movements. Some people have perceived their recent actions as kind of like a feud between the two, a rift between the older style of hip-hop and the newer wave of hip-hop. But that's really not the case, and we're going to break down why. But first off, the reasons why people feel this way. J. Cole admittedly is known for taking shots at new generation hip-hop artists. He has his track Everyone Dies, where he specifically addresses little rappers, kind of calls them out, pretty much says that he's better than them and that they're kind of garbage. But that was 2 years ago. Since then, his thoughts have changed. But more recently, we've gotten his song 1985 from KOD, which again, some people are incorrectly perceiving it as shots directly at Lil Pump and more of a diss track, which it's not meant to be received that way at all. It's more of a cautionary tale, more of him giving them the wisdom from what he went through when he was their age and in the same position. It's almost him trying to help them more than diss them or attack them. But the way people perceive it is the way they perceive it, and a lot of people think that he's furthering the rift. Obviously, Lil Pump has been very outspoken. Fuck J. Cole chants have started at his concerts. He himself has said those chants on social media platforms, Snapchat, Instagram. And Lil Pump is not scared to tell you that he hates old heads and he thinks their music is boring and that lyrical stuff is stupid. So I do understand why people believe that there is this feud and beef building between J. Cole and Lil Pump. But they shared a stage together at the Rolling Loud Music Festival this past week, and they met for the first time, and they actually ended up sitting down and doing an hour-long interview, just the two of them back and forth. J. Cole kind of led the thing, and they just had a discussion and came together and hashed stuff out. J. Cole admitted that he was kind of scared when these new kids started coming out and taking over the streaming services, and they were the popular sound. And he was worried. He's like, you know, what I grew up on, what I see as real hip-hop was disappearing. And he said he was more worried than anything. And he kind of lashed out at them in response. But now he's kind of come to see both sides. And they just kind of talked through that. And it was really cool to see. And Lil Pump even addresses the fuck J. Cole chants. And he's like, listen, like, my fans started that stuff because they feel that way. And I just went along with it to eat off of it. It builds my brand, and he kind of admitted that in this day and age of, like, meme culture and internet culture, him going along with that was just going to make him bigger and bigger and bigger, and that's something that he wasn't going to say no to, so he bought into it. But clearly, there's no hatred between these guys if they're sitting down and discussing it and smoothing out the bumps between this separation of generations. They even mutually agreed that both listen to the other person's music and enjoy their music. I mean, Lil Pump's like, listen, like, yeah, I say all that stuff, but I honestly think you're dope and you have some hard songs. And J. Cole's like, listen, you might not be my favorite artist of all time, but I can appreciate and see what you're doing, and it's a lot of fun. So I think this is pretty powerful for hip-hop as a whole. J. Cole, he's one to make this kind of move. He's the mature guy. He sees the rift that's taking place, and he's trying to bring the sides closer together. And hopefully that's what it does. Hopefully the extremists can look at this and be like, all right, I don't have to be stuck up in my ways and defend my side. You can just enjoy all of hip-hop for what it is. I think the last thing that hip-hop needs is something driving them further apart. Like, hip-hop just became, like, the biggest genre in America. It's on the up and up. It's dominating streaming platforms. It's dominating the Billboard Hot 100. At this point, nothing can really stop it except for itself. And with the path that we were on, we were kind of heading in that direction. I don't know about you guys, but I know plenty of people who are on both sides of the fence. There are people who would listen to a new Kodak Black song once when he first came out, or Lil Yachty, and they're immediately like, that stuff's horrible. It's trash. It's not hip hop. It shouldn't even count. There should be a separate genre. Those guys are all garbage. And just anytime they heard something remotely close to that sound, they're like, oh, nope, that's garbage. And on the other side, there are people who are like, oh, this stuff's lit. Like, all you old heads got to get off that wave. Like, you know, lyrical rap is boring. No one needs that conscious stuff. There were definitely people with strong opinions on both sides. And they clearly felt like it was a war. Like, they had to defend their position and attack the other side. And that's just never really been the case. That's not how it should be. You should be able to appreciate both sounds. Both are necessary. They bring different elements both have a different appeal, different content, are targeted toward different audiences, but in the end, it's all hip-hop, and it's all necessary, and only builds the genre. The more differentiation, the more experimentation, the wider the subgenres, the better. There's just more out there for everyone to enjoy. So I'm happy J. Cole and Lil Pump were kind of able to come together and be like a symbol for hip-hop in that sense. So shout out both those guys for coming together. I highly recommend that you go check out the full interview. It was done in J. Cole's in-house studio in North Carolina. Should be pretty easy to find on the internet. Simple Google search will get you there, and it hopefully will bring more people together and see that all hip-hop is hip-hop, and it can all be appreciated. And ironically, our song of the week this week actually represents both sides, which I didn't even realize until right now, but it's kind of a coincidence. And I foreshadowed our song of the week by saying it was a man that said he was done. And that man is Denzel Curry. Only a few months ago, he took to Instagram and deleted all his posts and he deleted some of his snippets of his potential forthcoming album and pretty much said, I got to put music to the side right now. I might be back later. No promises. I'm pretty much done. And he kind of like did a mini retirement. Like, I never thought he was really going to be gone forever. He's a super young guy with a lot of potential. So I didn't really think he was going to disappear like 100%. But he is now officially back. He released Perks, his first song, I believe, since that ominous Instagram post he left us a few months ago. And it really more or less shows exactly why he wanted to leave the game. There's a lot of pent-up anger in this track. He's talking about he doesn't mess with Perks, and he even furthers it by saying, I don't even really mess with the earth that much. And he's going at industry people, attacking label heads. He's talking about he doesn't feel like he's being treated fairly in industry. He's talking about how these rappers he feels like he made, like he birthed them, and now they're trying to kill him off. There's no loyalty. He's kind of been exposed to all the sad truths of the music industry, and it's kind of his reflection on it. But it fits his style really well because he's a really over-the-top, aggressive rapper as it is, which is his main appeal. And like I said, he combines both sides of hip-hop. He's kind of like one of the rare hip-hop artists who takes the new wave flows and the sound and the trap production, but combines it with more lyrical content. Not necessarily like conscious stuff, like how J. Cole attacked KOD with like thoughtful concepts, but he just, the lyricism skill is there. He's able to flip words with like the best of them, but when you first listen to him, you might just sonically think he's just another trap artist, which is far from the case. I love how he blends both of those sounds, and I'm happy he's back with this track, Perks. Hopefully it means his album, which was expected to come early this year, will eventually drop in 2018. And you never know, pent up anger and aggression and bottled up feelings, if he lets it all go on this album, it could be explosive, and I can't wait to hear it. But until then, we got this track, Perks, which is your song of the week. So here it is, Perks by Denzel Curry.
Okay, all y'all niggas do is fuck. I'm ULT and I don't fuck with you if you ain't us. In me I trust, I turn these niggas into cosmic dust. I'm loaded, locked with a loaded K, cop back, I spray, I bust. That player shit, that Raider shit, still running through my blood. These brand new niggas took my name and drug it through the mud. I get the hammer, I be the judge like Dredd. Police judge my dread. Fuck your favorite artist, make sure they all dead. Shang Tsung, my sweat, broke it apart, ran with it. Peep shit, stay dark, so tinted. Fuck around and get your dough tinted. New flows in tinted. Shoot shit, cold tinted. Rap game, don't get it with these dumbass niggas. And they don't say shit. Sound like dur dur dur. You like, oh, that's lit. With your poof ass hits, I'ma fuck your bitch. I just pop 2 cents. Nigga, fuck that shit. On tree, I did not fuck with the purse. I barely fuck with the earth. On me, industry niggas the worst. Acting like they from the dirt. On me, I do not fuck with the perks. I barely fuck with the earth. Try to put me in a hearse, on tree. I did not vote with the perks. I barely fuck with the earth, on me. Industry niggas the worst, acting like they from the dirt, on me. I did not vote with the perks. I barely fuck with the earth, on tree. All of the niggas I brought, try to put me in a. Yeah. Maybe I should go to jail to get my name up. Then get out and show you how to fuck the game.
could make her famous. She's a plain slut that loves it in the anus. I should rap about some lean in my diamond cuts. Get suburban white kids that wanna hang with us. It's your friendly neighborhood, I don't give a fuck. Get it straight, I innovate. You ad libs on an 808. Don't need a tattoo on my face, cause Denzel is a different race. I don't even try to hate, I'm just saying what I ain't. People sleeping on me hard and I'm the hardest in the brain. 8 years in the game and I never rode away. I may be overlooked, but I'm never underpaid. And when I win a Grammy, I'ma take it back today. You sign into a label where they treat you like a slave. I don't trade, I do not fuck with the purse. I barely fuck with the earth, on me. Industry niggas the worst, acting like they from the dirt, on me. I do not fuck with the perks, I barely fuck with the earth. Try to put me in a hearse, I don't treat. I did not vote with the purse, I barely fuck with the earth. On me, industry niggas the worst. Acting like they from the dirt, on me. I do not vote with the purse, I barely fuck with the earth. On treat, all of the niggas I perf. Try to put me in a...
You just heard Perks by Denzel Curry, and sheesh, that shit is hard. I don't even know the man, but I feel like he was calling me out. I don't know. He was just attacking everybody. He says he doesn't even really mess with the earth as a whole. So, I guess I'm included. He's out. He's out for blood, though. And I don't mind it, because it means Denzel's in the studio cooking up some heat. Can't wait to hear more. In the meantime, we do have the beginning of Yeezy season. Kanye is supposedly having, like, 5 Kanye-produced albums coming out once each week for the next, like, 5 weeks. And it all starts today. So here are the new drops for May 25th. We have Daytona by Pusha T. We have Testing, the long-awaited ASAP Rocky album. We have Black Soap by Mike. Trap Holiday by Zaytoven. Goodbye and Good Riddance by Juice WRLD. And we were supposed to get Ethernet by Wi-Fi's Funeral, but he announced last minute he was going to be postponing it 2 weeks in order to clear samples and features. So you can now look forward to that coming June 8th, I believe, is the date he said he's postponing it to. And then looking forward a week, we have Kanye West's still untitled project, one of the most consistent artists of all time. There's really not a bad album in his whole discography. I can't wait for this. I don't know what it's going to sound like. He doesn't even have a name for it. He doesn't have an album cover. But supposedly it's coming next Friday. And as of right now, that's really all I know that's dropping next week. We always have stuff drop that isn't marketed, isn't advertised beforehand, or just I'm out here sleeping and I didn't know it was coming. But either way, I'm sure we will be getting more than just a Kanye West album on June 1st. And next episode, I will have an update on those albums, but that is what just dropped today and what is coming out in the future. We also got some other announcements. J-Rock announced this past week that his album Redemption is out June 15th. So that's 3 weeks out now. And J-Rock is on that TDE label with Kendrick Lamar. I'm sure he's going to have either Kendrick, Absol, Schoolboy Q, SZA, Sir, Isaiah Rashad, somebody else. He always packs out his album with TDE features. So that'll be fun. He's kind of taking things in a new direction that I'm not a huge fan of. But I nonetheless will be listening to his album, Redemption. He's like the new school version of The Game, one of my favorite West Coast gangster rap legends. So like I said, Redemption by J-Rock out June 15th. And that's a wrap for the Hip Hop Enthusiast Podcast. Keeping you up to date on hip hop music in 2018. You know what we do here. Almost halfway through the year. Hard to believe, but we are almost there. And stick around for the rest of the year on the Hip Hop Enthusiast Podcast. Go subscribe on iTunes, Apple Podcasts. You can also listen on whus.org/talk. That is the UConn Radio Station's main webpage. That's where I'm recording out here. So shout out to them. Let me get this done. I gotta hop off and go listen to those new Pusha T and ASAP Rocky albums, but I will see you guys next week. You know the grind doesn't stop. The heat does not stop coming. This is the easiest way to keep up with it, so I'll see you guys then. Peace.